This may have been gang-related and a case of mistaken identity. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is not on the bench today as the court's hearing oral arguments. This is the first time Ginsburg has missed oral arguments in 25 years. She's recuperating from cancer surgery a few weeks ago. The movies Green Book and Bohemian Rhapsody taking home the top Golden Globe Awards this year. The award show held last night in Hollywood. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A bit of a change from the original announcement. Now a slow and careful withdrawal of U.S. troops is planned from northeast Syria.
Top White House aides say U.S. troops won't leave northeastern Syria until the Islamic State is defeated and allies are protected. That means a pause to a withdrawal, which was initially thought to have been completed within a few weeks. National Security Advisor John Bolton says there's now no timetable.
We're going to be discussing the president's decision to withdraw, but to do so from northeast Syria in a way that makes sure that ISIS is defeated and is not able to revive itself and become a threat again.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
After a weekend of some pretty thrilling wild card games, the divisional round of the NFL playoffs is set with four matchups kicking off next weekend to determine who advances to the conference championship series. In the AFC, the top seed Kansas City Chiefs host number six seed Indianapolis Colts on Saturday. The LA Chargers visit the New England Patriots on Sunday. In the other AFC matchup, in NFC action on Saturday, the two seed LA Rams battle the Dallas Cowboys in LA, while the New Orleans Saints will host the Philadelphia Eagles in the final divisional playoff on Sunday afternoon. And tonight, Alabama and Clemson battle again in the college football playoff national championship game in California. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what. You sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Local weather here. WHCRDB, Flemington, the surrounding area for the next week. Let's see, we got it's 30 degrees out there right now. Maybe warming up to the mid 30s. Slight chance of a little precip tonight. Could be freezing rain or light snow. No accumulation, just enough to slick up the roads, I guess. Freezing rain on Tuesday in the morning, and then as it warms up, of course, it'll be rain later on in the day. Rain likely Tuesday night, otherwise cloudy and low in the mid-30s. Chance of rain in the morning Wednesday, but clearing up, warming to high near 42. Cloudy on the overnight Wednesday night, and looks like sunny for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, although a little cloud cover may be coming in, and possible very slight chance of snow on Saturday and Sunday, at least around here. Stay tuned for Chef Bill's Table.
On Thursday, November 8th, from 2 till 7 p.m., the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce will be holding its 30th Annual Business Expo and Food Showcase presented by PNC Bank. It will be held at Next Level Arena in Flemington, featuring over 100 exhibitors, demos, a chance to enter the cash...
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Greetings from Chef Bill's Table. At the start of the new year, we were on a little break the last couple of weeks. Offices weren't open here, so we did not broadcast live, but we're back. Back on the job here. Getting together on Mondays to talk about food or beverages, food occasions, holidays, we like to call them. And whatever else crosses our mind, right? Next big food event, of course, Super Bowl game day, depending if you're allowed to say Super Bowl anymore. If you're a business, you have to be licensed. You can't call it Super Bowl, you have to say game day. We all know what it is. And we'll cover that in the as we get closer. We've got to find out who the teams are, of course, and maybe we can theme some food to go along, although the standards seem to be still the most popular. You know, it's a stretch. It's into February now, so we've had a little, you know, a break from all the nice foods we enjoyed over the holidays. And, of course, diet season is in full swing. They have the, I saw the little snippets on the news, the gyms are full and the salad restaurants have lines around the block, at least in Manhattan. You know, and there are people that go all the time, they, oh, we got people here now. And I guess one way to look at it is that, you know, if we didn't have all the new people starting out the year and paying memberships and then, of course, fizzling out after a while, maybe the regulars' membership rate might go up. It's a chance, you know, the businesses can make, you know, maybe make a little money. Wouldn't be a bad thing. And the restaurants, of course, as a restaurateur myself, I love to have lines out the door. That's your dream. You want to be able to, you know, take care of everybody. But having demand like that, why not? It's a little difficult this time of year with salads because it's, you know, some of the best produce isn't out there, although there are many ways to enjoy vegetables that don't have to be a green salad. We'll kind of address that today. I was thinking, you know, if it's kind of a diet month, as you will, as you, I know the other time is for us in the restaurant, we can see the change in how people order when springtime, when warm weather starts and people are getting ready for their to go to the beach. Of course, you want to take off that little winter excess that we build up. So, yeah, so, you know, game day will come just as, you know, people have tried their diets and oh, maybe been successful, and now it's time to indulge. And so, when you're dieting, sometimes the reward isn't that bad. You just have to be careful, that's all. So we're trying to start the new year off with the resolution. And, you know, some people have a target of X amount of pounds they want to lose, or they. I go by how the clothes fit. That's the best thing. If you have, say, an outfit that, you know, you used to wear, and, I mean, maybe not pick something from 20 years ago, but, you know, something that, yeah, I used to, you know, in the summer I could wear this, and now it's a little tight, and maybe I just got to take a little bit off. So you could do it, you know, one of two ways, obviously, is to burn more calories or take in less calories. It's really not a difficult equation. And, of course, the types of calories that you consume are important also, whether they go to storage, which are the fats, or if they're burned right away as energy, which are your carbohydrates and sugars. All the carbs go to sugar anyway. And proteins, of course, we need to keep our structure, our muscles. You know, we need calcium. We need to keep our bone density up and keep the muscles flexible. And that's where the exercise part comes in, whether you're dieting or not. Just even isometrics, even simple things you can do if, say, you have a sedentary job and you can't get around that much. There are still things you can do even at your desk or at your workstation or in between times. I've done this just for muscle tone, just slight resistance using everyday things. You can use yourself. You can use the desk, the chair, a towel. Check out isometrics if you want. It's a very easy way to get some muscle tone without any special equipment. You don't have to set aside special times. You can kind of just do them anyway, any time you want. And it just resistance, pressure, just 7 seconds times 7 times, and you'll see some muscle tone. So the diets, what the I know a couple of people I know are this keto diet. I guess that comes from ketosis. Years ago when I was cycling a lot, and cyclists, one of the few sports where you actually consume food as you're participating in the sport. You know, you think of the Tour de France, that days and days of grueling cycling, you can't store enough energy in your body to get through one of those days. You have to eat as you go, and of course, cardio. You are using your muscles, but you always see the cyclists. Besides with the liquids, you can always have a little candy bar or power bar, whatever you want to call it. And I used to subscribe to a magazine because, cycling, you go for, 25, 30, 40, 50 miles sometimes. And not even racing, but you're still steadily spinning. You know, you're moving your feet, and you use the gears to make it easier or difficult or more difficult, depending. The best thing to do is, especially for cardio, is to spin high RPMs and let the gears do their work. Not have to go for speed. But this diet that you could train your body to burn fat with was you're actually putting your body into a state called ketosis, which starts to burn the fat. And the advantage to it is that you also kind of lose your appetite. You know, your carbs are pretty much depleted, and your body is turning to other sources for energy. Now, the precaution you have to do, and where most of these diets are a little higher protein, is your body will start to use protein and burn them, and you don't want to lose muscle mass. Your heart's a muscle, so it's very, very. It's not the best thing for anybody that has heart problems, because the heart's a muscle. You want to maintain that, but it calls for fasting for a day or up to two. I did it for a day, and then as you reintroduce foods, you really leave the carbohydrates alone, and it's about your appetite. Comes from your blood sugar levels being up or down. You're hungry. It's not really the size of your stomach or how much volume you're putting in there. It's really about your controlling blood sugar. I think this is what happens when people go to extremes on diets, is that they get very, very low blood sugar. They won't eat all day, and then when you eat, it's there's not enough food to satisfy you. And I did that as chefs. We have a lot of troubles with that because we're around food all the time. When you try to, you still either socially or by schedule will have meals, but then there's the constant tasting and sampling, and it's just the temptation sometimes is, even if you know what the food tastes like, it's right there. You're always, you're taking a little sip of soup, or worst thing is the French fries, because they're always around. And you have to kind of tell yourself, I know what that tastes like. I don't, unless you're checking it for freshness. And you don't even have to eat it. You can do what wine tasters do or coffee tasters. You taste and spit it out. You don't swallow it. We'll come back from the break. We'll look at a couple of things here. And I jotted down just, you know, some simple things, just looking around you know, your pantry or refrigerator. There are a lot of hidden calories out there, too. And, you know, we'll explore what to look out for in restaurants. I know, again, especially in America, value is placed usually on quantity. You know, I'm getting a lot for my money, or I ate, so I couldn't finish it. It was so much, it was great. And that's really not the answer. I think satiety, controlling that is important. And knowing that, you know, we're not eating for the hunger to come, we know we're going to get another meal. It's not like old days, that instinct is still in us that, oh, when there's food, we have to eat as much as we can because we don't know when our next meal's coming in. We don't have that situation. Food's so accessible now, so it's really, really more of a mental thing. We come back after the break, we'll get into a couple of these things, and also, if you're looking for low-fat, nice, lean protein, we will go into squid, calamari. Great dish. I've noticed rising popularity in the restaurant with it, so I thought we'd tackle that. One of those used to be underutilized. Now it's become very popular, and more people are willing to try it. We'll come back after the break at Chef Bill's Table.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our Restaurant Showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Diet sensibly, so we don't feel like we're missing out. Actually, you do find if you have a good variety of food that sometimes you look on it like a little challenge. Well, how can I really make this taste good without a lot of additions that may not be necessary? You know, for instance, putting butter on a baked potato. And baked potatoes are great whether you microwave them or do them in the oven. And, of course, they're nice. A nice Idaho potato is mealy and dry and fluffy, and it will absorb a lot of anything. And I was at one restaurant, and a lady put, she microwaved a potato. And I said, do you want some butter? And she goes, no, olive oil. And just a little drizzle of extra virgin olive oil, of course, whole different flavor. But remember to put some salt on it. Is the oftentimes the butter we're using has got a lot of salt, preserves it, unless you're using unsalted butter. Most people don't. They use it for baking maybe or cooking, but not for table butter. So if you remember, sprinkle the salt on there, and of course a nice fresh grind of pepper, you don't miss the butter. You've got that nice mouthfeel, the fat, and of course olive oil is one of those very good fats for you. Not that you're taking in that many less calories, but it's a different kind of calorie. Maybe a little bit more useful or better for you if you're watching cholesterol levels. You want to leave the saturated fat alone. A tablespoon of butter is 100 calories. And a tablespoon, if you measure it out, and this is one thing when I'm especially working on recipes and you're measuring out half cups, quarter cups, things like that, then when you read portion sizes that are recommended, say a cup of cooked pasta, and you realize if you measure that out and put it on a plate, you think, wow, that's not very much. But actually, a country like Italy, where pasta is consumed all the time, that's normally it. It's a course. It's not a whole meal. It's more about enjoying the flavor and what you garnish it, or the sauce, or the condimenta, as they call it. And make sure, I think what can happen, even with the French cooks, the French paradox, they say, the French, they drink wine and have foie gras and chocolate and croissant and butter, and they eat all this stuff and they don't put on a lot of weight. But I think they eat for flavor and not for volume, not eating until you got to loosen up the belt a notch. That's physically, your stomach, can hold quite a bit. We always figured on, like for catering events, about a pound to a pound and a quarter of food per person. Now, not everybody's going to consume that much, but, and that's including beverages, too. I remember working with one of my favorite people up north, old Trader Al. We were doing Christmas trees. He used to do those every year. So we're out, and it's time for lunch. And he says, go drink 3 glasses of water and go back to work. And thought about it, 3 8-ounce glasses of water, all right, then you do the math, that's a pound and a half, and it really does make your stomach, you can usually drink a glass of water, maybe 2, but try the 3 cups, a pint and a half, you're hungry. And oftentimes we are thirsty. We're not necessarily hungry. We're thirsty. That's the other thing we forget in the wintertime when we're not feeling the heat. We forget to drink liquids, especially water, and we get dehydrated. And since a lot of food is water, we'll gravitate toward food rather than just having some good water or a clear liquid, not a latte or a milkshake or a soda. You don't need those. Again, those calories, I'm sure we're aware of them, although now the morning coffee, some of these specialty ones are like a half a meal. You could be 200 or 300 calories. I see like the desserts, 300-350 calories for a slice of pie or a tort or something like that. It's crazy, because when you think, if you're supposed to consume, let's say, 1,800 calories a day, 600 calories a meal, and your dessert is 300 calories, that's half your consumption for that meal. It's really, I think my wife used to say, well, she'd say, why don't we just eat dessert first? And then you really, your blood sugar bounces back up and you're not really as hungry. So, I mean, that's kind of a unique kind of diet. Have the sweets first. I think it was always, you know, this way you always have room for it, right? And you may not eat so much of the other stuff. But so butter, 100 calories for a tablespoon, and probably the little butter pats in a restaurant are about a teaspoon each, so three of those would be 100 calories. The foil-wrapped ones are like a double. They're probably closer to a tablespoon. But measure out a tablespoon and look at what it is. It's 100 calories. If you're serving with the, you know, say, a broiled lobster, and you get that little two-ounce ramekin of drawn butter is about 2 ounces, you know, if you finish that, that's 200 of the calories right there in your meal. And it really, you know, didn't do much to fill you up, but, I mean, it makes things taste good, but, you know, you've got to be careful. That mayonnaise is close. It's 90 calories for a tablespoon. I see such a request now for extra dressing, extra this, extra gorgonzola for the buffalo tenders, and extra dressing for the salad. You know, if you have a large entree salad and you put 3 ounces of dressing on there, which would be 6 tablespoons, that's as much many calories as there are in probably a small sandwich. You know, you can watch it with salads, but I think what people forget is that, you know, you're putting the cheese and you're putting the nuts. The dried fruits are very, very calorie dense, although there's no fat on them. There's sugar. It's concentrated sugar. So the ingredients that you add to your salad, you have to be careful of. In contrast, if you take a condiment like ketchup, a tablespoon is only 20 calories. Although there are 4 grams of sugar in it. So that, you know, the other issue is if you go with low-fat foods, and I've seen it happen before, where you go low-fat or fat-free, but oftentimes the sugar content ends up going up. Again, to give you the mouthfeel of the food, viscosity, density, whatever attribute you want to say, but that's oftentimes what can happen. Parmesan cheese, a tablespoon is 30 calories. It's grated, it's light, it's fluffy. You get a really, from a nice aged cheese, and probably almost no lactose if you have a lactose issue. A small bit of a nice cheese with a lot of flavor is better than 2 ounces of bland processed cheese. Vinaigrette, we have... A tablespoon is about 50 calories because you've got, it's part oil, and you have vinegar and other ingredients. And, of course, if it's a creamy dressing, it's closer to what mayonnaise is, that 90 calories a tablespoon. The nice thing about a vinaigrette is it spreads around better, too. You take a tablespoon of mayonnaise or a Caesar dressing or something, it doesn't go very far, whereas a vinaigrette, a tablespoon or two, because it's fluid, it coats the vegetables or the greens a lot better. Whipped cream cheese, if you're looking for a spread, 2 tablespoons is 50 calories, you know, 25, and that's whipped cream cheese. So there's air in there, and sometimes, again, it's easier to spread. You're going to end up using less. You know, it's a little more costly because you're paying for air, but as a spread, when we see... You know, if you butter a piece of toast, it kind of just melts a little bit on there. But when people put cream cheese on something, it's stacked a quarter to a 3/8 of an inch thick of a smear. The best condiment, of course, mustard. A tablespoon is about 15 calories, and of course, there's no fat and there's no sugar in it. And mustard's another thing where you can get flavored mustards or flavor them yourself to give you. I know smoked salmon or even roast beef, anything, horseradish mustard. And horseradish is another condiment. You're not going to get much in the way of calories, and there's no fat. you know, some of these things maybe, I know we like things to accent our food, but I have a belief, you know, in the back of my mind that condiments alone could be responsible for a lot of us putting on the extra weight. You know, if you have, I see people that order a flounder francais that's got basically, you know, it's a lemon butter sauce, and you don't need much, enough just to, you know, slick over the fish, but then they want extra sauce. Or they say, oh, give me a side of remoulade, too, which is mayonnaise-based. So there was another 2 ounces of mayonnaise. I mean, it's you take a perfectly lean piece of fish, very healthy for you, and you're having some vegetables and rice, but then you're putting 2 or 4 ounces of fats on there at you know, 150, 160 calories an ounce. I mean, it's... And, of course, it tastes good, but we really, I think that's where we have to have a little bit more control. Don't eliminate everything, but try to cut back on maybe some of these calorie-laden condiments. I mean, salsas are great, especially if you make them yourself. Chutneys are good. They have a little bit of sugar in them, but, you know, pretty much fat-free. Reductions of good stocks, things like that. Instead of making the sauce the star, make the main event. And don't forget, squeezing citrus on things brightens up the flavors, too. We'll be back after the news break, and we'll look at more of the suggestions for managing January on Chef Bill's Table.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At day 17, the partial federal government shutdown is now the third longest shutdown ever. The two political sides seem to be losing patience. Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn saying Democrats don't seem to be willing to compromise on anything.
I don't understand why Speaker Pelosi will not come to the table and negotiate and find a way to secure the border and to end the uncertainty around the Dreamers.
But Democrats insist they will not give the president the $5 billion he's demanding to build a barrier at the southern border. Actor Kevin Spacey's flying into the Nantucket airport on a private plane today as he's going to be arraigned in a sexual assault case. He's accused of groping an 18-year-old busboy at a restaurant on Nantucket in 2016. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The stars, pull one down to you.
All right, we're back at Chef Bill's Table here. So, yeah, those little, I mean, again, just, you know, average things that we don't realize are adding calories, or things that don't add too many calories to what we're eating. Sometimes it is, I know, get requests in the restaurant. that seem a little odd. People say, oh, I only want six French fries, or I only want half a portion of something. And probably it's a smart thing to do. And, of course, if the restaurant can accommodate, it's even better. But some people know that if they don't have the willpower, it's got to be controlled by somebody else. I'm only going to eat what I'm served, and that's it. I know there's another theory out there, and I kind of makes sense, is you find a container, and whether it's 12 ounces or 14 or 16, whatever size container works for you, and it could be a bowl or a rim soup plate or something like that. But whatever fits in there is what you eat. And even if it's ice cream, but that's all you're going to have. So if it's a 12-ounce bowl and you want to put 12 ounces of ice cream in there, have at it. But that's all you're going to eat. And that's really just, you know, volume, calories, whether they're pure fat calories or any kind of calories. Probably not the smartest thing to do on a regular basis, because you want to get a variety of foods. Measuring and counting, of course, is a way, but you may feel a little bit obsessive trying to mark everything down. Exercise I went through studying nutrition, it was with some software, but you do an analysis. So you have your present weight, and then you put in a target weight, and it tells you and your activity level. And you had, again, be honest about it. And it has, you know, like what's light, what's moderate, what's medium. You know, if you're an athlete or, you know, fighting soldier, you're going to burn over 5,000 calories a day. But if you're working in an office, you may not burn that much. But even if you're, depending on your weight, just to maintain your base metabolism requires a certain amount of energy every day. And so this is where it can kind of work for you. So you have your weights in there, your target weight activity level. So it'll tell you this is how many calories that at this activity level, this is how many calories you burn in a day. Then you had to keep track of your food. And it was in a database that had nutritional information. And you have to be honest. You don't have to write it down every time you're eating it. But, you know, at the end of the day, you think, all right, I had this. And count every, I had a couple of crackers. And you put it all in. And you would get back the analysis of not only the calorie count, but the nutritional breakdown, because you would be picking the items or the nearest item to it out of the database. And two things I found out, your calories, you don't realize how much you're eating in a day. And you could see why, if I'm supposed to take in 2,500 calories a day to maintain my metabolism, and I'm taking in 2,600 calories a day, that 100 calories, 3,900 extra calories equals a pound. So you can see where the weight gain could be very, very slow. And, the downside of that is, of course, true weight loss can, a pound or two a week is plenty. Don't look for the initial diet. You may lose some water, but that's temporary. You've got to keep water going. Don't sacrifice water. Your body needs it to run. So when you get these, you find out, I'm eating more than I should, but also you're finding out that for the most part, many people in the country were over nutriented, I guess, overnourished. There's so many vitamized products out there, and companies do that, even processed foods, they will add this for nutritional content. So there's no trouble getting, you see even on some things you're getting way more than the recommended daily allowance, and you're not even trying. All of a sudden, like might be the iron, it might be the calcium or the potassium, something, besides the fats and the sugars that were, it could be, vitamin C if you're eating a lot of fruit or citrus, and that, your body can only use so much, the rest is wasted. So, maybe you don't need to have as much of certain things. You could make room for others. So the thing is, when you get your target weight, how many calories, then you start tweaking what you're eating to match that calorie level. So if you're presently burning 2,500 calories and you want to get down to a weight where you're burning 2,200 calories, you've got to trim by 300 calories a day. And it doesn't have to be skipping a meal. It could be as simple as, not putting that 2 ounces of mayonnaise on your sandwich. You know, find another spread or something that is a little bit less caloric. It really, the numbers will add up over time. If you can eliminate, you know, 300 or so calories a day and not change anything else, you'll lose a pound of extra calories or close to it. So I think there's no quick fix on it, but that having that analysis, of course, you'd have to get a nutritionist to do it. Sometimes it's worthwhile because you could see that, I mean, I set up a diet that was basically eating, you know, a good vitamized cereal twice a day with some fruit on it and some low-fat milk. And not one of the sugary cereals, just a good, you know, it's got the vitamins sprayed on there. You know, it's you're getting all your nutrition, and you're getting some fiber. And then the nighttime meal would be then your standard, you know, protein, vegetable, starch type thing. And, you know, it was a pretty doable. I didn't feel like I was denied because I was getting satisfied with the dry cereal and the milk, you know, the half a cup or, you know, three quarters, whatever you're putting on there. Again, you're measuring cereal. When you really measure what the, if you look at the nutritional value and you say, all right, it's 1 cup of cereal or it's a half a cup of milk or whatever, and measure it. And you'll be surprised, you know, sometimes changing the container does help. I know my wife and I oftentimes, the dishwasher now, there's more 7 or 9 inch plates in there than the big 12 inch plates. We just tend to not have as much at one time. So we've got a break for a couple of messages here, and we'll be back, wrap up a couple of ideas, and then talk a little bit about squids, calamari, see if we can get something fun to eat at Chef Bill's table.
Struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This is the day. We're back at Chef Bill's table here. So to wrap it up, I mean, for me, one thing that worked out very well, I managed to get rid of about 40-plus pounds. It was over some time, a few months, and I just changed when I ate my main meal. I started eating earlier in the day instead of eating after work, which most of us, you know, you come home from work, you have dinner, that's your big meal. You kind of grab and go during the day. And I work nights, so I was getting home late and eating late at night and, of course, going right to sleep, and not really a good thing. You know, so, and I didn't really change that much of what I ate. It was when I ate. So, if you know, if I wanted a cheeseburger, I'd have it for breakfast. Or, you know, for me, I mean, you know, somewhere between 8 and 10 in the morning. And also what that helped with is I'd go into work not hungry. Whereas for years, I just, you know, I wouldn't eat anything. It's like, oh, I'm going to eat at the end of the night, so I'm not going to eat anything all day. And, you know, you go into that that fasting mode, and, you know, you're drinking a lot of coffee and water and just trying to, you know, you're tasting and you're forgetting, you know, how much you're consuming, and then you go home and sit down and eat. So I found changing the time, even if you're not ready yet to give up certain things, kind of switch your meals around. I know for some people it's difficult if you have to be somewhere in the morning, but having that, at least by lunchtime, having the majority of your calorie intake earlier in the day works out better. And who knows, it might help out with not having to spend so much time preparing dinner. Reverse it. Get up a little earlier, cook in the morning, and then have something light later at night. Whatever you do, if that's your New Year's resolution, don't try to do it all at once. Just, you know, sometimes, you know, just eliminating one thing might help, as long as you don't replace it with something worse. You know, for me, I was tending to put cheese on everything, and I kind of cut that back. You know, when I want a taste of cheese, I have something good instead of, you know, making that, like, a lot of foods are meant to do that. It's like an over-the-counter medicine. You know, you get hooked on it. You like the flavor. You want, you know, if you, those chips and all the snack things, they're engineered for that reason. They're engineered to sell a lot of them. They don't stay in business by not moving them. So, you know, overcoming that, portion control works. If you like potato chips, it's fine. I buy the little vending bags that are half an ounce, and that's it. That's the way they're always fresh. Yes, it's a little more money, but versus, you know, not having the control or throwing out stale chips, it makes sense. So little changes like that, doesn't have to be major, just little changes, and it can be what just feels good for you. It doesn't have to be even any special format. But doing that analysis was eye-opening, and then it shows you how a little tweaking you can, over time, achieve your goals. The idea being, if you only consume X amount of calories a day, your activity level stays the same, you're going to reach that target weight. So if you want to cut out X, you know, 300 calories a day, you'll find that spread over three meals, it's again 100 calories. That's a pat of butter. You know, it's not that much to really give up. So anyway, a nice lean fish talking about squid, calamari, available fresh, frozen, cleaned already. You know, if you really want to go through the effort of cleaning it, of course, and you get some nice native trap squid, beautiful product. Different sizes. Usually a lot of people just like the rings, the tubes, which you can buy, just those, or you can buy what's called TNT, tubes and tentacles. I like the tentacles. It's kind of like the dark meat of the chicken or the turkey, right? It's a little more flavor. But if you're a little squeamish about it, or if you're doing a grilled calamari, like a steak with the larger squid, you can do that. Or doing a skewer, definitely the tubes are easier to deal with. So, and it's not, I mean, it's gotten a little, the domestic calamari has gotten a little pricier. There's a lot of imported stuff out there. It's okay. We prefer to get the domestic in the restaurant, so we pay the higher price. But we find the texture, it's nice, again, not to be packed and shipped halfway across the world. You know, we try to be a little bit responsible that way. Beware, though, sometimes things are caught in one country and processed in another. That's where some of the new labeling, they're arguing about, you know, which should go on the label, where it originates or where it gets the final process. So, but reading labels, whether it's for nutrition or for source, is important to understand. But the squid, again, frozen is perfectly fine product. We buy fresh in the restaurant, I'd say 90-95% of the time. Sometimes if it's unavailable, then we have to resort to the frozen. We still stick with the domestic. We use only the tubes. We cut them into rings. And, of course, the fried calamari. And that has become the new snack food or appetizer, even, you know, it's a meal. The squid, you can usually plan on, if it's a clean squid, about 6 to 8 ounces, you know, just like regular fish. You're going to lose a little bit in cooking, a little bit of liquid, and there's two ways to do it. Calamari is just like a lot of proteins. You either cook them for a very short time or for a long time to retenderize them. The old saying was you cook it for 20 seconds or for 2 hours. That's a little bit extreme. I found it's either about a minute, really, to cook the calamari. You just want to get rid of the raw taste, and, you know, it's a little... It should have a little snap to it, though. It's not going to be mushy. Or you can braise it for about 20 minutes or so, and then it will become soft again. If you overcook it, though, it'll be tender, but it'll still be dry. And I think you might realize that sometimes, if you use the wrong cut of meat for a pot roast, if you use something that's too lean, yes, it's tender, but it needs a lot of gravy. I found that out with the sauerbraten, using the eye rounds. Good flavor and tender, but you need that sauce. So 20 a minute or 20 minutes. Now, when we fry it, we do it a light coating. And again, okay, we just talked about diets. Now we're talking about frying. Frying done properly, and you can measure this, if just do an experiment if you like, is measure how much oil you start with. Fry your food properly, and then measure the oil after it's done. And just, you could tell how much gets absorbed in the process. Proper temperature, the proper coating, and you don't have that much absorption. If your oil gets too cold or doesn't maintain its temperature, then you'll have more absorption into the coating. If you have a heavy coating, it's going to absorb more oil. That's why we like to just do a light flour coating on our calamari. If you take a cup and a half of flour, and we use a fish and chip batter is the other half. We don't use 100%, but just the dry batter mix. No, we don't add any liquid to it. But it's got some corn flour in it and a little bit of leavening, some baking powder and baking soda. Gives it a little bit lighter texture. You can make your own with, half flour and half cornstarch or masa harina if you have that corn flour, a little salt and pepper, and some baking soda. Or baking powder, just a little bit. If you have 3 cups of flour total, maybe a tablespoon will do it, give it a little bit of lightness. We like to soak the calamari in milk for a little bit. The protein will help the flour. And using a sifter, we put the calamari into the flour mix and then shake it in the sifter, let all the excess flour come off, very, very light coating, and then fry it properly at 350. Don't put too much in the pot. And skim it out, let it drain. You've got nice fried calamari. Alternately, if you don't want to fry it, you could saute it. Again, very quick in the pan. I would recommend not putting a whole lot in the pan if you're doing 3 or 4 orders. Just do a couple of orders at a time. And you can saute it very quickly and then add it to a sauce. You can poach it very quickly. Do the same thing. Again, have boiling water and have a basket and then some ice water. You want to put the calamari in the boiling salted water and only for about a minute. And you try it. You try the little pieces. When they'll get tender pretty quickly.
and then you chill them right away, and that'll hold them at that texture, and then you can add them later to a sauce, or if you want to do a ceviche style, or a black bean salad, or the old standard, the classic seafood salad, the Italian restaurant one, a little olive oil and lemon, a touch of vinegar, some parsley and mint, basil, garlic, a little chopped celery if you like, and shredded carrot. That could be a nice combination, you know, with the squid. You could use it in combination with shrimp or squid, shrimp, and scallops to stretch out a nice seafood mix for either a pasta or a risotto, or have it just in a nice sauce. I used to go to the clam bars and get the calamari and the hot sauce, and we do it for guests that don't want it fried. We've grilled it. Calamari on the grill comes very nicely. We've grilled the rings and things, but the best way there is to open up the tube and score it lightly with a point of a knife in a cross-cut pattern so it won't curl up so much. And you can also skewer it, push the skewer up and through the meat and kind of have it hold its shape. It would be nice grilled like that also. And you could stir-fry the squid, the rings and tentacles. Again, very quick. You have your mise en place, your vegetables ready. Even the ideal way would be to do the squid in one pan and do your vegetables and your sauce in the other, and then just combine them. This way you can control the squid, how much it's cooking, and then even if you have to do it in batches, and then your other pan could be your vegetables and your sauce. And again, when you're doing these sauces, you don't need, I mean, the soy sauce, remember, very salty, and usually there's a sugar component, sweet and sour. But just go light. You do not need to have your product swimming in sauce. I think it should just glaze or coat it. Go for flavor, which, and again, some of the Asian condiments, they're very, very intense flavor. So you end up not having too much sauce. Some of the bottled ones, they got, you know, the corn syrup and the starch in there, and, you know, you glop a lot of that stuff on there. But really simple to make your own with some of the ingredients in the pantry. Sesame oil, we use that for flavoring, not for volume of oil, so you can get by with a few drops of sesame oil and you don't need a whole lot of other oil. So little things like that, but squid, treat it nicely. It's a real treat, and as I say, people, you know, seem to be ordering it a lot, so figured I'd put a little plug for it out there. It seems to be a plentiful supply. They say imported is probably at less money. You can kind of pick what you want, pick the size tubes you want, and the form you want to buy it in. If you want to clean fresh and have a real treat, that's, you're welcome to it. But very convenient, good thing to keep. 2.5-pound tray in the freezer, that's plenty for a family. As a backup, you know, we do it at the restaurant. We always keep some in the freezer in case we get shorted on a delivery. So that's it for this show. We'll be back next week. We'll start getting ready for game day. And who knows what else. Something to celebrate in January. Chef Bill signing off.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It was a media mob scene on normally quiet Nantucket Island off Massachusetts a short time ago.
Off the sidewalks now.
That was outside the courthouse as actor Kevin Spacey was pleading not guilty to charges that he assaulted an 18-year-old busboy at a restaurant on the island in 2016.
This complaint charges that in the town of Nantucket on July 8, 2016, did commit indecent assault and battery on person 14 or over.
Neither Spacey nor his lawyer said anything to reporters on their way in or out of the courthouse. Charges may soon be filed against a second suspect involved in the Houston area shooting death of 7-year-old Jasmine Barnes on December